This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number two, the Friday edition. You take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We jump into the phones. Talk to Serge in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Serge.
Gentlemen.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Yep. As Mark was saying about socialism earlier when he had that example of all the punk kids, you know, living in their mansions.
Yeah.
That's what I find very disturbing about socialism, because I myself used to be what a lot would call a socialist.
Hmm.
But it's because what I found out, that a lot of people, especially here in New York, who were calling themselves socialists, were the kind of people who were living in their penthouses.
Right.
That other caller said was the dorm example.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, I eventually realized that these people aren't helping anyone, that they're just helping themselves.
Sure. I mean, if they were really adherents to their belief system,
they'd be
would
living
they
on
not
a commune upstate.
You know what it was? I think that they all got confused. I think they were called socialite too much, and they just got confused, and they thought, oh, I must be a socialist.
But if they were really adherents, would they not hand out all of their money? Would they not just open up their bank account and just start distributing it to all of the poor people that they knew? Would they not allow poor people to come into their rich homes and live there?
They probably wouldn't do that because they would want everyone else to do that at the same time.
I see. So you go first, that sort of thing.
I mean,
I'll do it after you do it.
Yeah.
True, right. True. But as all of these, just, you know, I've encountered people who call themselves, you know, communists even, and they're, you know, suburban teenagers who live in McMansions. That's what really bothered me about, you know, the whole socialist scene, if you will.
Well, they're still teenagers. When they leave the mansion, they're going to go join a commune, right?
No. They're going to be like their parents and get a job at one of those corporations they love to hate and continue with the capitalist system.
Right.
Ooh.
Yep. Well observed, Serge. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Hypocrisy.
What happened to me.
What, you were a socialist too?
No, I was an anarcho-communist.
Oh. What's that mean?
Nothing. It's a bunch of gobbledygook. It really is.
Can you give us some of the gobbledygook?
Well,
that we know from the brainwashing
would essentially be that government has evolved to such a fine state that everyone is the government, and you know that's how things are done democratically.
Right. What we got to do is we got to rip the system.
Ridiculous nonsense.
Yes, it does sound ridiculous.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. Johnson, tell me about this polygamist. We've mentioned him in the past. And he got arrested this week, didn't he? What happened?
Well, this is interesting, to say the least. A paper license tag, a salad, and stories that didn't make sense pricked the suspicions of a state trooper who stopped the car of a wanted fugitive polygamist in Las Vegas.
Oh, dear
so
God.
So he's a fugitive polygamist.
Yeah, he was. I think he was on the FBI's most wanted list, as a matter of
Jeff's?
Fact. Jeff's.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it was the pumping carotid artery in the neck of Warren Steed Jeffs that convinced Nevada Highway Patrolman Eddie Dutchover that he had cornered someone big.
Really? Don't a lot of people get nervous, I mean, when they get pulled over?
It's BS. Don't you know BS when you hear BS?
Okay.
He ran the guy's tag. He found out. He came up with Jeffs or whatever. And, you know, then he said... Later, the cop said...
Yeah, it was the artery.
It was, you know, I saw the vein in his neck throbbing, and I knew I had one of the FBI's most wanted right there.
I wish you could pull up this video. This video is interesting because it's got some audio. He says, "I knew some type of criminal activity was possibly afoot," Dutchover said, after he stopped Jeffs with a brother and one of his wives in a new luxury SUV that only had a paper tag instead of a license plate. Well, inside the car on Monday night, Jeff seemed evasive and started to eat a salad. I noticed Warren was extremely nervous. He was sitting in that right side back seat, and he wouldn't make eye contact with me, Dutchover said.
He just wanted to get his money's worth on the salad. I mean, he knew he wasn't going to be able to eat it after he got arrested.
Just start eating.
He said, but his carotid artery was pumping. I wonder, did the cop use that term? You know, his carotid artery. artery. Mm-hmm. Well, Dutch over separated the brothers and questioned them. Isaac Jeffs said that they were heading to Utah, but Warren Jeffs said their destination was Denver, Colorado. Dutchover reported, "Their stories didn't make any sense to me," Dutchover said. He called back up and later the FBI... He called back up and later the FBI when he said his fellow trooper realized that they had captured one of FBI's top 10 most wanted fugitives with a $100,000 bounty on his head. Jeffs himself...
Really? I mean,
yeah, really.
The FBI has put in their top 10 list... A polygamist who has hurt no one. And they've put a bounty of $100,000 in his head?
Yep.
Yeah. What a worthless, useless organization.
Jeffs himself later confirmed that he is a man who was wanted in Utah and Arizona on a variety of charges. However, this is where it gets, you know, and this is what I was told, and that he's not necessarily a good guy. He's wanted in Arizona and Utah on a variety of charges, including child rape.
Oh. But that's nonsense, though. The reason
that's what they're calling it, right?
That's what they call it.
Well, it's that are linked to his allegedly arranging marriages,
right,
between girls and older men in his polygamist organization, the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints.
Right. So what they do is they live out in the middle of nowhere in these little religious sects. They're totally closed off from the rest of society. You're not supposed to leave, and you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to leave. Some people do manage to escape. But the women in these cases, brainwashed as they might be, they are fairly happy with their situation. And if they weren't, they could leave.
Right. I mean, that's their society. And it's natural for them.
It may be weird to
us. Girls we're talking about are 15, 16.
No, they may be as young as 13.
I understand what you're saying.
It may be weird to us, but to them, that's...
Let's go to New Guinea and grab up those people for child rape then. I mean, these women, these girls are being raised to...
Well, there are a lot of people that would like what you just said. There are a lot of people who would be all on board.
Woo-hoo! Well, that's ridiculous.
Let's load up, boss! Come on, let's get them Marines in there. We need to bomb them Papua New Guineans. they'd be raping children over there. You know,
well,
that's what people. There are a lot of people out there who would subscribe to that notion.
There are a lot of Americans,
and they would like to take your money to do it.
To bombing anyone, though, I mean, let's just bomb them. It seems like a good idea.
George Bush said, "Bomb them, let's bomb them." Sex.
Let's bomb them. I mean, we spend 80% of our taxes on military or whatever, right? So let's blow them up. Let's blow that money up. Right.
All right, that number's a little high.
He's been accused of child rape.
Not that high.
What else has he been accused of? Child rape and.
Child rape, linked to his allegedly arranging marriages between girls and older men. So not him personally raping children.
So...
No, he's being accused of child rape because he's arranged a marriage between, an older man and a younger girl.
Which is his job in the hierarchy that they live in.
Is also legal in Utah for them to apparently marry. I mean...
No, I don't think it is. It is not legal in Utah.
Wait, then how is this marriage being arranged?
They all live on the same reservation.
No. I mean, it's sort of, Jeff says you're married and then you're married.
It's his job. He's the head of the cult, essentially.
I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying is that it's probably legal for them to get married, and then what happens? They're trying to get him on arranging these marriages and get him on the child rape, but that probably it is legal for the couples to marry. Maybe, I don't know, at that young of an age, not 13, but...
Right.
A lot of states, a younger girl can get married, especially with her parents' permission,
right,
to an older man, and then it becomes legal for them to have sex. That's the way it works in a lot of states.
I see what you're saying. You're saying it's legal for them to get married, but if it's a second marriage, because then it would be a violation of the polygamy law.
Right.
In many of these guys' cases, they do have more than one wife, so
yes,
those marriages are probably illegal.
They just stack them up every 10 years or so. They get another 15-year-old.
A new, fresh young lady, yeah. 800.
But Jeffs decides when they get them.
He's in charge of the whole deal.
Right.
1-800-259-9231. I say just leave them alone. They're not even in our society. They live in a little sect somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
And
who
I
cares?
Say it's weird. But
it is weird. But who cares? It's none of my business what they do. As long as there's not somebody being tortured or murdered or harmed somehow. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to. and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that, and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP for your podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please. I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens and dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by go to shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we were talking about this polygamist, this most wanted. He's on the F was, I guess, on the FBI's most wanted list. just happened to get pulled over for a speeding ticket or something, and the highway patrolman recognized him, ran his plates or whatever, and realized who he was dealing with. His name is Warren Jeffs, I believe. Warren Steed Jeffs, as a matter of fact. And apparently they got, what was it, $54,000 in cash out of this
guy. Recovered out of his vehicle. FBI said they found many different items that could be the trappings of life, could be the trappings of a life on the run inside Jeff's maroon 2007 Cadillac Escalade that retails at nearly $55,000 for a base model. They recovered 15 cell phones, walkie-talkies, a police scanner, laptop computers, wigs, sunglasses, credit cards, at least $54,000 in cash. A duffel bag recovered from the SUV was stuffed with unopened envelopes that may contain more money, according to the FBI.
Where's this guy? How does this guy make money? I'm just wondering about that. I mean, you don't make
donations
money
from his parishioners?
Maybe. Maybe so.
Generally, that's how preachers make money.
They're keeping him safe, you know.
They're essentially, you know, they're you know, stage actors, sort of.
He may have mailboxes set up that he can go to and collect money, or he's got drop points or something where he can sort of just arrive, pick up some money, and stay on the run, that sort
of
thing.
Well, that would be we're assuming, you know, we're taking the very libertarian stance, assuming this guy is religious and he really actually believes in religion. But if he is really a dirtbag, well, the older men could be buying the little girls.
Ooh, I suppose that's possible.
But
they are fundamentalist Latter-day Saints.
They've been around a long time. They they broke with their church 100 years ago.
I'm going to go ahead and assume that they're not, you know, I'm going to say that's probably not what's happening.
What's not what's happening?
That they're buying the little girls. I don't think that that's what's happening. It's not
but it
like
is a possibility,
stock
I guess.
And trade. It is a possibility, and it would explain that amount of money.
Well, it is.
But it could also be easily explained by donations to churches, too. People give a lot of money to churches.
And it's certainly possible that the religion itself is just simply based off of the idea of, we like young girls, and we're going to make a religion based off of it, right? I mean, maybe that's how it came into existence.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it came. I don't.
Essentially, Jeffs has claimed that the only way to, you know, reach the highest point in heaven or saintdom or whatever is by having multiple wives. So it's polygamy that, you know, that causes a man to, you know, reach his full spiritual potential.
Yeah, but I don't think that that's the idea that whatever Joseph Smith or whoever was preaching.
I don't either, but, you know, the people get weird ideas.
Their interpretations of the scripture, that sort of thing.
Religion's funny.
And how did it get to be to where they decided that it would be okay to marry somebody at 13? I mean, when did that come into the picture? Somebody at some point obviously had a preference.
These people are throwbacks to a different time, and
right.
I'm afraid that
when that was more typical.
Yeah, people did get married at younger ages in the United States. I mean, you know, their teeth fell out of their head at 25, so of course they got married. Who would want to marry a toothless woman? That's why they had old maids. You know, I mean, you wanted to get married when they were young, when their adult teeth were coming in, you know?
I think the real question is, why wouldn't you want to marry a toothless woman?
1-800-259-9231. Well, if you're in Sydney, you might be able to find a toothless prostitute if you look hard enough. If you're hot and bothered by rising pump prices, according to Reuters, Australian brothels are offering clients discounts based on their gas bills. Brothel owners, by the way, obviously it's legal in Australia, brothel owners claim the system works much the same way as supermarkets, which offer shoppers discounted gas prices by presenting their grocery bills when they fill up their tanks. Manager of the Sydney brothel called The Site told Reuters, quote, "If you come in and spend time with one of our lovely ladies, we'll give you a discount of 20 cents per liter." So essentially, you come in with your receipt.
So it's a gas station slash hooker house?
You know what? I'm not sure about that. I think they're just giving you. Let's see. There's no.
Oh, they're just using the high gas prices as a promo.
They're promoting themselves. I think
tool.
It's brilliant. I really do. So essentially, what you do is you go and fill up, take your receipt, drive by the brothel, have a little action, and then show them the receipt at the end of it. You get 20 cents or 20 cents off per dollar per liter.
Fill her up.
Once you've filled up your car, you bring the receipt to the brothel. They'll discount the price of your visit. The bill for a full 50-liter tank at 126.9 cents per liter comes to Australian dollars, $63, with the offered 20-cent liter discount. The petrol bill would have instead come to $53.45. That's a $10 difference taken off the $150 cost of a 30-minute session with one of the brothel's service providers. That's what they're called. When it's legal, they call them service providers instead of hookers.
What else will they call them?
I think that's great. The site has taken out cut-out newspaper ads offering the service. That's just, I mean, it's just amazing envisioning this. You open up the newspaper, and there you go. The local in-town brothel with a quarter-page advertisement advertising that you can come down and get a discount if you buy gasoline.
Might as well.
He says,
they advertise in the newspaper now. If you go in the sports section,
it's called escorts.
They're escorts. They got the little one-inch ads that are in there.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
Well, I want to say that I think that's awfully new to a moral reprimand.
Very similar. What's the difference?
The difference is if you're dealing with an escort service, and we know because we've talked to them on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
When you're dealing with an escort service, in some cases, there's no guarantees on anything.
Right.
You can't talk about business. You can't talk about the acts that you're looking to pay for. Otherwise, they'll think you're a cop or there's a chance that they could be a cop, etc. So you have to kind of tiptoe around actually getting what it is that you're looking for. And in some cases, you could get an escort that's just an escort and she's not interested in providing sex. There are them out there, too. They're just women that just want to make a couple $100 off of providing a man some company, so-called, for an evening, and they'll be offended if you try to have some sort of sexual moves with them. So there is a difference, Mark. When it comes to a legal brothel, you're going in there and
not
you're presented...
from everything I've ever heard from every dude that I've ever talked to about these sorts of organizations.
Well, you've talked to dudes. We've talked to them. We've talked to the women on the phones on this show.
I'm not saying that there aren't women out there that provide a service, actually, mm-hmm. that should be called escort. Most of the escort services that I've talked to guys about are services that should be called hookers.
And there are a lot of places where you can go where you think you're going to go and get a massage, and you know they offer you the Yankee Doodle Dandy massage.
Yeah.
And,
it's a crappy massage, but you might not be disappointed.
They're massaging a different area than a normal mm-hmm. massage. With a legal brothel, you're going into a safe location where the women have been tested for STDs. You're going into an area where there's not going to be somebody walking through the door beating you up and robbing, stealing your wallet from you. These are the things that go on with escort services today.
It happens because it's sort of the gray market.
Right. So there are some big differences. 1-800-259-9231. By the way, brothels are legal across most of Australia, but states have strict laws against soliciting and running brothels in residential areas and near churches or schools. Hey, you know what? I think I could live with those restrictions. If we could just legalize prostitution in America, it'd solve a lot of crime problems. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231 is the number for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Bulletin board system is there with over 125,000 posts. Over 1,200 people are interacting there at bbs.freetalklive.com. Serious issues, fun stuff, you'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. So, we're going to go to The Liberator Online. It is a publication, a biweekly publication, by our friends over at the Advocates for Self-Government. You can go and sign up for it for yourself at theadvocates.org. Excellent website. Great organization. What they really focus on is helping people better communicate the ideas of liberty to others. That's their primary focus at the Advocates for Self-Government. They're the people that came up with the very semi-famous, at least, world's smallest political quiz, which you'll find on our website at freetalklive.com. And one of the features that they include in their Liberator Online biweekly publication is a feature by Dr. Mary Ruart. And as you may know, if you've listened to the show for a little while, she is the author of Healing Our World, which is one of the books that I love to recommend on Free Talk Live. I think it's just a fantastic it's really a great book for somebody coming from more of a liberal side of things, more of kind of a caring, environmental sort of a perspective. But she's great at answering any sort of a question about liberty and about government control. So what she has in each of these issues is a short answers to tough questions.
Mm-hmm.
So she encourages people to send her the toughest of the tough questions. Try to stump her, essentially, is what she does. And then she responds. So here's one that I found interesting. Question. I disagree with a recent answer of yours. Mandating a national language does not force people to speak a particular language, but simply ensures that government business will be conducted in a designated language. And this is something you should be able to, I think, resonate with, Mark, because you're a fan of this idea. You think the concept of having the government operate in just one language is a good idea.
I do. I think that in order to make me pay to have government forms printed in every language around, because there's always going to be somebody out there who needs to have it printed in their language, is just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I think that to make me pay for it's just nuts.
Well, people would be, this continuing the question here, people would be free to speak whatever language they wish, but to conduct business with the government, they would have to use the commonly accepted language of the people.
Which I kind of like this national language idea for that very reason.
What do you mean?
Well, because if we start making it more inaccessible for people to use government, I think that a lot of people, especially when they become the majority in this country, as Hispanics quickly are just going to stop.
I don't think that, they're not going to stop learning English. They're going to.
No, I think they're going to keep learning English, but I think that a lot of the Hispanics, when they see how the government is treating them, and that there are a lot of Hispanics who don't speak English and aren't able to get access to these forms, that if the government stops providing these forms in Spanish, will just simply stop using the government services.
The government's not interested in helping them.
Just finally said, meh, you're not interested in helping us or working with us, so we're not interested in helping you or working with you.
My biggest problem, before we get to Dr. Mary Ruart's answer here, my biggest problem with this concept of this national language is that the government insists that people follow its rules. The government insists that people fill out certain paperwork, that people bend, bow down to its authority. But if you can't communicate with the people that you're demanding follow your rules, how is it that you can expect them to follow the rules if you're not even bothering to attempt to even open a line of communication to them?
Does make
I
it
think
difficult.
That's a problem. So finally, the last part of the question is, doesn't language in this way serve as one of the major ways to unite a nation? If we pass this law, won't it unite us if everyone's interacting with the government in English? Well, here's what Dr.
I want to say. What I also want to ask is, if we have a national law saying that our national language is in English, will we be able to start swearing in Spanish on the radio?
I think we could already swear in Spanish. It's just,
I don't think that we can.
No, whether or not it offends
I'm pretty
someone.
Sure. Yeah.
Right.
Well, no, I'm pretty sure that we cannot. I think that we would be fined by the FCC if we did start swearing in Spanish. So what I want to know is
if it was offensive to someone and they reported us.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if the national language is English, then
maybe it's an exception. Well, here's what Dr. Ruart says. She says forcing peaceful people to do things differently than they want to separates rather than unites. Businesses today try to accommodate different languages in order to prevent such feelings of estrangement. A government which insists that everyone interact with it in a single language will probably create feelings of resentment rather than unity in those who are not comfortable with that language. In essence, the government is requiring its immigrants to learn the language of its new country immediately or bear the cost of a translator. This is hardly a trivial expense, since the Immigration Office, a branch of government, would be included in the legislation that you've outlined. Does this make more sense than having multilingual immigration officers on staff? Conducting government business in a single language may be legitimate and may have its advantages, but uniting the nation is not one of them. Indeed, proponents of national language are saying, in essence, that they can't feel comfortable around those who don't speak as they do. They want to force others to conform rather than honoring their neighbors' choices. Shouldn't we encourage this attitude with legislation or respectfully suggest some self-examination? Why not let each government unit do what works best for it? For some, the dominant language will be the norm. Others may find it easier to be bilingual or even multilingual. Liberty honors diversity, letting everyone do as they wish as long as they don't initiate physical force, fraud, or theft against others. Ironically, it's this honoring of diversity that creates unity. Love of freedom unites a nation more effectively than love of a particular language, religion, or skin color. Because of the ethic of liberty, America became the great melting pot. Immigrants did not always learn to speak the language of their new nation very well. However, their children almost always did.
Yeah.
The subsequent intermixing of cultures is part of what has made our nation great. They say in France, vive la différence.
Now, this issue is one of them that's just like the libertarian
I already know what he's thinking.
Vow. You understand?
It's going to come out. He's going to start talking about how, why should we have to pay for these documents to be in another language?
That's what he already said. I've said that, and that's my point on this.
Uh-huh.
But Ian's...
Paperwork! There's too much paperwork!
Ian's point is that why should people have to pay when they don't get documents in their language? I mean, it does seem fair.
Which I absolutely agree with.
It makes perfectly good sense if I'm a Spanish speaker. But the thing is,
I'll take it one step further. Why should they have to pay? Period.
I could be, well, because they're
unless they're using the service,
quote unquote, being provided a service. But
well, no, they're being forced to service. They're having a service shoved up there.
Right. Yeah. I get where you're coming from, and that's what I'm talking to you about right now.
All right.
The fact
what are
you is, you know, I as an Eskimo deserve to have, or not an Eskimo, but I as a Canadian, you know, Northern Indian person deserve to have my paperwork given to me in Nunavut. You know, so give it to me that way. And if you don't give it to me that way, you're violating my request to the government.
Now, hold on.
The point that I'm trying to make is this is exactly like the libertarian vow, the one that says, I will not use force. Mm-hmm. Essentially, it's an anarchist vow. You can't have a government without force because government is force. If you listen to George Washington's quote, it says that government isn't anything eloquent. It isn't anything
full servant. Actually, I'm sorry, you are missing part of that little vow. Mm-hmm. The libertarian vow says that I will not use force for social or political gain.
I will not initiate.
Not initiate force.
Right.
For political or social gain. You're completely eliminating and ignoring the fact that force can be used for self-defense.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying.
So what is the...
It's not addressing. That does not confront the issue that I'm talking to you about. What I'm saying is that essentially... these two issues, where I say I shouldn't be forced to pay to have stuff in languages that
you shouldn't be.
That I don't agree with, and the Eskimo says the same thing, then the government disappears. Do you understand?
No, really. The government charges a little bit of extra money for some of their other services to cover the costs of translating documents into the other thing. The government runs like any other business in the world. Taco Bell charges a little bit more for their tacos to put their menus in Spanish.
It's a great idea. You're great. It's a great idea. Is all you have to do is provide, you know, you have the option of getting the government forms in whatever language you
if
want.
If the government decides to provide it to you, it's a service. You're paying for services, and the government will decide to do that or not. Based upon the services that it's providing and the people that are paying for those services.
If the government is demanding that you deal with them as they do, then it's only sensible that they be able to communicate with you, at least in a so-called free country. If this was a more despotic nation, I want to explore this a little bit more.
I think the problem should be that they shouldn't be engaged in force at all.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A Tornado under your hood. A Tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with Tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a Tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You take control by dialing in toll-free 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. Live stream is, two live streams are there. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both of them totally free at FreeTalkLive.com. Hey, Mark, why don't you tell me about DanCarlin.com? Yeah. DanCarlin.com.
When I hand it to me, I'll do it. I've never done it before.
There you go.
All right.
I can sell it for you.
Let's see. Am I reading this from the top here?
No, just one of them. One of the four.
Just from one of them. Okay, well,
you can read the top
if one. You've had your fill of the two main political parties, you need to sample a little of Common Sense with Dan Carlin. It's a politics and current events podcast from a truly politically independent viewpoint. Many of Dan's listeners are also FDL fans, so there's a good chance that you'll like what you hear. Download the MP3 or podcast from iTunes or go to DanCarlin.com.
There you go. And you can also join us on our website, again, freetalklive.com. Everything there is free. We do need your vote right now. If you've yet to vote for us in the month of September, and odds are you haven't yet at this point, because it is September 1st, go to vote.freetalklive.com, cast your vote for the show. It's a great way to show your support for Free Talk Live and to help bring new people to the program. Because right now, because of those of you who have voted so far today, we're currently ranked as the number one podcast in the world, according to PodcastAlley.com. Now, last month, we finished the month at fourth place, which actually, that's not too bad considering the voting was a little diluted last month. Last month, we were asking you to go to two different places to vote. We asked you to vote in the Podcast Awards and at Podcast Alley. And I think because we were asking for two votes, we didn't quite get as many votes as we normally did or normally do over at Podcast Alley. We were about 100 or 200 shy of where we normally end up.
I want to point out that there's a podcast on that list that they shoot up the charts every month, and they like to poke a little fun at us because they do that every month, and we need to take them. We need to take them down, and I want you guys to pay attention this month, see what happens, and when you see those guys climbing up the charts, I want you guys to fight for it.
They had twice
fight
the votes of anybody
it.
Else.
They had the twice the votes of anybody else. That includes us. And
they have three times our vote count.
I mean, come on, look at that.
Really?
Competition. If you see them coming up and taking us, it's time to get that that principle in effect and start marketing the show to your friends, tell IMList.
Right,
you know.
And the fact is, being number one is better than being number four as far as mm-hmm. recruiting new listeners is concerned.
Heck yeah.
I mean, it's good to be four.
And it makes the other shows cry.
Yeah, that's true. So go to vote.freetalklive.com. Go to vote. We don't cry. Vote.freetalklive.com to cast your vote for the show. So we were talking about immigration, but more specifically the whole idea of this national language. And the problem, of course, is government. I mean, the problem is the government in the first place forcing its way onto others. I mean, if the government immigration offices didn't exist, if there wasn't so much government in the first place, Mark, would it really bug you that much if they had a few forms in Spanish? I mean, if all government was the courts, the police, and, you know, the military, your three favorites, then would it really bug you if the police had a complaint form that was in Spanish?
Essentially, the reason that I state that is to give a bone to the anti-immigration zealots. I really don't believe that I should have to pay any money to make any government forms in any other languages.
Right, but here's the problem, and I agree with you.
I think Johnson's solution is better. Look, you can have whatever form you want. We will get it for you, and you know if it's in some obscure
you
language,
have to pay for it.
We'll actually send it out, but you have to pay extra.
Here's the problem,
here's the thing. Okay, or you can have them pay extra, or if it's if government is run on a completely voluntary basis, just like any other company, and just like the government runs now, they still are going to have a budget based upon profits that they're making from the services
government,
that they offer to people.
Government can't be all voluntary, because it wouldn't be a government. Governments govern, and if it's voluntary, you're not governing anymore.
I don't necessarily agree.
No, government, by definition, is an agency with a monopoly over coercive use of force on others. That's government.
That's the definition.
Once it becomes totally voluntary, then they're just businesses in a free marketplace, and
right.
you don't have to operate with them, which is
crappy
the issue
businesses
here.
With poor service.
Which is the issue that I haven't touched on yet, and that is that in America, we have this government. It is coercive in nature. It's violent in nature. It exists, right? I mean, we have it. In America, we're supposed to be the free. This is supposed to be the free country. It's supposed to be a country where people's rights are respected. So, since we're not those other countries, when someone comes here and doesn't speak English, and gets in, let's say they get in trouble. Maybe they stole a piece of candy off of. I don't know. They stole something from a store and they got caught. And they don't speak a word of English. And the police are trying to deal with them. In a more totalitarian nation, we would just throw them into a gulag somewhere, lock them up, throw away the key, forget about them.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't happen in America because, at least the way it's supposed to be, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, outline the way government is supposed to treat everybody, not just citizens, but everybody. And so if government in America is supposed to be legitimate, and it is supposed to be, it tries to pretend like it is, it does its best to show us how legitimate it is, then that means that it has to do its best to communicate its demands to every individual that it comes across. And if government is one language and one language only, which is the way these immigration people want it, these immigration crackdown people, that's the way they want it, then we can't really claim to be a free, caring country anymore.
I agree.
Because we're forcing people to speak English. If they can't speak English, then what are we going to do? Let them languish in a jail cell forever?
Well, I'll have to learn Esperanto.
Esperanto. You know, I tried to learn that in high school.
Did you really?
Yeah, it's dumb.
And you want to talk about forms.
Wait a second.
No, you wait a second. You want to talk about forms. How much does it cost to keep somebody in jail for a year, man?
I'm willing to make a compromise for you. On the border, we'll print in several different languages a big sign that says, "Your butt is mine if you break a law in this country because we only deal in English." The U.S. government.
No thanks.
Well, there's a compromise.
No.
Now they'll know.
But what if they don't see the signs on the way in?
What language are those signs written in?
Whatever language. Spanish, French, and Portuguese.
But that means you're paying for those signs, Mark.
I told you I'd be willing.
Okay.
I would be willing to make a compromise.
Silly.
And
it's so silly.
And
the whole thing.
And I'll be willing to print up pieces of paper that are just like the signs and hand them to everybody who comes off a plane and might look like they need one.
Well, you know what I think that they should do? And I know the government would like this solution because they're already kind of going this direction. I think that the government should create their own language. Called governmentese.
They have legalese.
No, I understand. But what they should do is they should actually make up an entirely new manufactured alphabet so that only the people who can actually learn this language and understand this language, so completely take the laws out of the hands of the common man. They're already trying to do that by using, incredibly advanced English and make it, so that only lawyers can read it.
Not even.
Why don't they just go the full nine? Come on, make a new language.
Yeah.
Use, like,
government
a combination of hieroglyphs and, you know, whatever, the Japanese kanji or whatever. You know, just make something up.
Ignorance
make it
of
look
the government
cool
language
and aggressive.
Is no excuse.
You know, I'd like to see a nice aggressive character set with, like, pictures of guns and bombs and sharp angles.
Well, speaking of aggressive people, here's a quickie for you. Beckley, West Virginia narcotics officer, according to StopTheDrugWar.org, was shot and killed early Tuesday morning in an undercover drug buy gone bad. According to the local paper, Detective Corporal Charles Chucky Smith, age 29, was hit by numerous gunshots as he attempted to make an arrest after a late-night crack cocaine purchase. Two area men were arrested and charged with first-degree murder and Smith's death, currently in jail. According to the criminal complaint filed against the pair, Smith contacted one of them to make a crack cocaine purchase, then met the pair near a Beckley nightclub. When one of the men delivered some rocks to Smith, he flashed his badge. One man ran, but the other pulled a gun and shot Smith multiple times.
Mm.
According to the National Law Enforcement Officer Memorial Fund, in the last decade, law enforcement officers have been killed at the rate of about 165 per year, with slightly more than half of those deaths due to accidents. The drug war takes the lives of about a dozen officers each year.
You know,
12 guys killed every single year because of this war on drugs. This guy would be alive today if he was investigating real crimes.
12 women widowed, you know, 12
presumably.
12 families of children just without a dad.
Your dad died over a piece of crack.
Mm.
How pathetic. Stop it. Just stop it. If you're in law enforcement and you're still enforcing these drug laws, go to your superiors and tell them you're done with it. And tell them that you've joined Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, which their website, by the way, is LEAP, that is leap.cc. It's an organization nationwide of real law enforcement officers, some of them retired, some of them still on the force. It's an organization then that get together, they give speeches on how the drug war is a total waste of time, a total waste of money, and in this case, a waste of lives.
Yeah.
Not only on the side of those who are victims of the war on drugs, in the 1.4 or 1.5 million Americans that are arrested every year for mostly drug possession, not only those guys, but also the cops who are dying in the streets because somebody wants to get high. It's really sad.
It is sad.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live on the way. Stephane Molyneux got some comments on groups. Do they even exist? It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
If you're looking...